And joining me on the line now is Alexandra Shackleton. She's the granddaughter of the explorer Ernest Shackleton. And tell me the good news, Alexandra.
Well, the wonderful news is that my grandfather's final ship, Quest, the ship actually on which he died, has been found in the Canadian Arctic near Newfoundland.
That's absolutely amazing. Tell me about Ernest Shackleton and the Quest.
Gosh, that's a tall order. Well, he was born in Ireland, as you probably know, led three expeditions, Nimrod, the name of the ship, Endurance, the most famous one, and Quest, of which, sadly, he died at the start of his final expedition. He's buried in the South Georgia. But his ship went on and eventually sank off Newfoundland.
And so that happened in 1962. And how did it take so long before this got found? Who found it and how?
Well, the Royal Canadian Geographical Society found it with the CEO, John Geiger, leading the expedition. Also on board was the greatest wreck finder in the world, David Mearns. And anyway, 2 days ago I had a call and I spoke to them all at sea in the ship and they gave me the news, which was a wonderful moment.
And I understand around about that time, up to 1962, the Quest was being used by Norwegian sealers and it was thick sea ice, which did for it in the end.
And yes, I believe so.
And of course, that's exactly this.
I was meant to be on board the expedition to find Quest, because I'm the joint patron, but I wasn't fit enough, so it was even more poignant and important to me that they should find her.
Have you seen any of the pictures yet?
No, I haven't. I gather that she's in quite good nick because the seabed is flat. So, you know, if you fall off an undersea precipice, you know, it doesn't do an old ship any good. I've seen the heat images. I haven't actually seen a picture of the ship.
It is remarkable. And I wonder what it means to your family that as the decades have gone on in many ways, Shackleton's reputation has gone up, not just for what he did, but the way that he did it and the values he demonstrated.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the interest in him continues to build. I mean, this year is 150 years since he was born, and another very important event took place earlier in the year. A plaque was unveiled in Westminster Abbey by the Princess Royal. He is in the South Cloister next to Captain Cook. So this is a vintage year, you could say.
And were you well enough to be at that ceremony?
Yes, I was asked to make a speech for 2 minutes. It's not easy to speak for 2 minutes when you're a speaker, but I did it.
Well, I'm sure you did a brilliant job. Describe Ernest Shackleton to somebody who had never heard of him.
Well, Anglo-Irish, went to sea in the days of sailing ships as a 16-year-old, first pay a shilling a month. He went south in the Antarctic with Captain Scott. Then he led his first expedition, the Nimrod, that's the name of the ship. And an event took place really defined him as a leader. He got within 97 miles of the South Pole. He would have been the first, but they were all in a bad state physically, and he knew he could get his men there, but they were very unlikely to get them back safely to the ship. So he took a decision, which is described as one of the great decisions of polar history. He took a decision to turn back. It really defined him as a leader and as a person. We're all defined by our decisions and our priorities. Quite his priorities were his men. And then there was the Endurance Expedition, which was meant to cross the Antarctic from the Weddell Sea to the Ross Sea. Ship was stuck in the ice. And then took place what is described as the greatest rescue in history, bringing a tiny, not 23-foot boat, 800 miles across the storming seas of the world. And then they got to South Georgia, he and his men, and no one ever penetrated the interior of South Georgia. And they weren't climbers. They climbed, unclimbed, unmapped South Georgia. And eventually got to the whaling station at Stromness and rescued all his men.
I think that last bit, the bit when they'd finally gotten to Georgia, but they still had even more horrible challenges ahead before they could reach safety. Just remarkable.
Yes. There was another side of the party. There were two ships. There was the Ross Sea Party, was meant to join up with them. But sadly, their ship was blown away. They were meant to lay depots for the Ross Sea, for the Weddell Sea Party, that's Endurance. But they were stuck on the ice with very little equipment. Anyway, they did their best, but sadly the mistakes were made and three of them died. Mistakes, my grandpa was the other side of the Antarctic, he couldn't do anything about it.
It must be lovely to carry a name that has so much respect and people have so much affection for as Shackleton.
Absolutely. And I still have Irish roots myself. I went to Trinity Dublin. I come over to Ireland every year. Something called the Ernest Shackleton Autumn School takes place in Athyde near his birthplace. And the events just keep on coming. Well, I don't generate the interest. It sort of comes to me.
No, absolutely. And I think the interest is there because of the values where he put human survival ahead of ambition.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, when they were living for 4 months on the ice during the Endurance expedition, he kept the party absolutely harmonious. Everyone would be to breakfast at nine, and the jobs are shared out. And he could do any job, however menial, and make sure everyone did, including the officers, which was unusual in those days. And he decided personally who should be in each tent. He didn't, as would have been possibly usual, put the officers together and the men together. He balanced the personalities because he knew them.
And of course, that wasn't the case with so many other explorations at the time.
No.
Alexander Shackleton, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning. And
a pleasure.
Congratulations. That is really great news.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alexander.